To make things worse, when I confronted her about it, she promptly left me for him. 3 years together, down the toilet just like that. I was miserable for months afterward. That was to be expected. But I also held her responsible for my misery, which, take it from me, didn't get me very far. It just made the misery worse. See, I couldn't control her. No matter how many times I called her or screamed at her or begged her to take me back or made surprise visits to her place or did other creepy and irrational ex-boyfriend things, I could never control her emotions or her actions. Ultimately, while she was to blame for how I felt, she was never responsible for how I felt. I was. At some point, after enough tears and alcohol, my thinking began to shift, and I began to understand that although she had done something horrible to me and she could be blamed for that, it was now my own responsibility to make myself happy again. She was never going to pop up and fix things for me. I had to fix them for myself. When I took that approach, a few things happened. First, I began to improve myself. I started exercising and spending more time with my friends, whom I had been neglecting. I started deliberately meeting new people. I took a big study abroad trip and did some volunteer work, and slowly I started to feel better. I still resented my ex for what she had done, but at least now I was taking responsibility for my own emotions. And by doing so, I was choosing better values, values aimed at taking care of myself, learning to feel better about myself, rather than aimed at getting her to fix what she'd broken. By the way, this whole holding her responsible for my emotions thing is probably part of why she left in the first place. More on that in a couple chapters. Then, about a year later, something funny began to happen. As I looked back on our relationship, I started to notice problems I had never noticed before. Problems that I was to blame for and that I could have done something to solve. I realized that it was likely that I hadn't been a great boyfriend, and that people don't just magically cheat on somebody they've been with unless they are unhappy for some reason. I'm not saying that this excused what my ex did, not at all. But recognizing my mistakes helped me to realize that I perhaps hadn't been the innocent victim I'd believed myself to be. That I had a role to play in enabling the shitty relationship to continue for as long as it did. After all, people who date each other tend to have similar values. And if I dated someone with shitty values for that long, what did that say about me and my values? I learned the hard way that if the people in your relationships are selfish and doing hurtful things, it's likely you are too. You just don't realize it. In hindsight, I was able to look back and see warning signs of my ex-girlfriend's character, signs I had chosen to ignore or brush off when I was with her. That was my fault.